Okay, so we're discussing the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and the connection between that and the mitzvahs of Matzah and Mar. So the first source that really we're going to discuss is the main source, the Mechilta, the famous Mechilta that Rashi quotes al Torah, and in, we know it from the Haggadah. V'gata levincha shomeani mirosh chodesh. I would have thought to say that maybe the mitzvah V'gata levincha, which is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, can be fulfilled even from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Interesting Havamina, where that comes from, leave it for the Seder. Tamalomar, Bayom Hahu, on that day, meaning the day of leaving Mitzrayim. I Bayom Hahu, if it would have just said Bayom Hahu Yachal Mibayom, I would have thought to say maybe even from Erev Pesach, the day of the 14th of Nisan. Tamalomar, Bavor Zeh, the context of the Psukim, as we learned during Seder, is speaking about the mitzvahs of Matzah. The mitzvah of matzah, a couple psukim earlier, Ba'avor Zeh is referring to the mitzvah of matzah. B'shah sheish matzah umar munachim lefanecha al shul chancha. So the Mechilta tells us that the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be fulfilled at the time that we have matzah umar in front of us on our table. And as we learned when we went through the sources, there are lechora two different ways one can read this Mechilta. One way to read the Mechilta, as we'll see, you'll read inside in the Rambam and the Trumas Hadeshin, is that the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled at the time that we fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah Umar, meaning the night of the 15th of Nisan, which is the time of the mitzvah of Matzah Umar, is the zman of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but not that the Matzah and the Mar literally have to be Al Shulchancha Bifanecha. That is one possibility. The other possibility is no. Maybe the matzah and the maror have to be in front of you, mamish, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the obvious nafkamina would be whether you need the matzah and the maror on the table during the Haggadah. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is it necessary to have the matzah and the maror as props in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So we know the Rambam here in the Sefer Mitzvahs is somewhat explicit in mitzvah Kufnin Zayin. So skipping to the second page in the Sefer HaMitzvos, over here where the Ram quotes the Mechilta, really begins on the first page. Ba perish v'gat levincha yachal mirosh chodesh tamalom v'yom hu iba yom hu yachal mirosh yom tamalom bavor zeh lo marti el b'shash sheish matzah mar munachim lefanecha. So first thing to note is what word does the Rambam leave out from the Mechilta that we have in front of us? What word? Shulchancha, right. The Rambam clearly didn't have that in his text of the Mechilta, Shulchancha. He just says, Bavor matzah mar munachim lefanecha. So maybe that's significant. So Rambam tells us the way he read the Mechilta, Kolomar. That is to say, Mitchilas halayla chayev ata lesaper. What the Mechilta is telling us is that from the beginning of the night, that is when you become obligated to speak about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Meaning, when the Mechilta tells us that the mitzvah is when matzah or maror munachim lefanecha, what the Mechilta really means to say is that's the timetable for the mitzvah. Whenever the mitzvah of matzah or maror kicks in, that's when the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim kicks in. Dahainu, that means to say, at night, the night of the 15th. So the Rambam, for the Rambam, is clear that the mitzvah, the idea, the halacha, bavor zeh, is a halacha in time. When we fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzrayim, at night. The Trumas Hadeshin similarly says, he was asked, or not asked, as we were discussing the Trumas Hadeshin, the Shach points out that the Trumas Hadeshin wasn't really asked the questions that he answers. He formulates his own questions as a foil, as a way to discuss whatever he wants to discuss, similar to the Shagas Aryeh, who also in his Chuvas Shagas Aryeh was not asked the questions that he answers. He wrote his own questions, like whether Kriya Shema is Daraisa Darabanan. No one asked him, no one sent him a Shaila from across Europe whether Kriya Shema is Daraisa Darabanan. He formulated the question as a Heichatimsa in order to discuss whatever he wants to discuss. The Shach thinks the Trumas Hadeshin did the same thing. Either way, so the Trumas Hadeshin. I'm sorry?
Is he a Rishon or not?
Who? The Trumas Hadeshin, we assume, is a late Rishon.
Late Rishon, yeah.
He lived in Germany, so he's the basis for a lot of Ashkenazi Psak. The Ramah quotes the Trumas Hadeshin all the time, but I think we usually assume that Trumas Hadeshin is a late Rishon. I think he lived in the 1400s, so it's borderline, but I think we usually assume he's a late Rishon. So the Trumas Hadeshin formulated his own questions. So he was asked, or he asked himself, on Erev Pesach, apparently, they would daven, they wouldn't wait till nightfall, right? Addressing Moshe's point, Moshe was complaining about the shuls waiting till late to daven Ma'ariv. So apparently, in wherever the Trumas Hadeshen was in Germany, they would daven Ma'ariv before nightfall, and they would come home, and it was still daytime. So can they start the Seder or not? Can they recite Kiddush, Alakos, and restart the Seder Mibod Yom, or do you have to wait till nightfall? So that was the question that he asked, or someone else asked him. And he said it's improper. Why is it improper? Because we learned last week, Tosfos and all the Rishonim, Maseches Pesachim, tell us that we know that the mitzvos of the night of Pesach have to be fulfilled balayla. That you can't fulfill them during the period of Tosefes Yom Tov, the time that we extend Yom Tov earlier into the day. We learned about that last week. The mitzvos specifically, perhaps, the mitzvos of the night of Pesach have to be fulfilled at Mamish nightfall. And therefore, it's improper to start the Seder early in the day before Mamish nightfall. And his Lashon over here is, V'imkein, Afagav de kodem sheyasayim ha'agad of yagil lechol matzah mara yel laila mamish. Even if it's true, by the time that you get to matzah mara, it will be nightfall mamish, so maybe I should be able to start the Seder as long as I make sure I get to motzi matzah and mara by nightfall. Mikol makom koshel kiddush, shu echa midalat kosos, gam achilas shar yerokos, v'yeser shinoi davidna, kidei sheyishol hatinokos, kol shekin ha'agad ha'atzma, boi nami lavi b'shah sheroi lechol matzah mara. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, but you have a lot of mitzvos aside from matzah mara. You have the mitzvah of Dalat Kosos, and the first kos, the kos shel Kiddush, is the first of the Dalat Kosos, the first of the four cups of wine that you have to drink. And you have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. All those mitzvahs also have to be done at nightfall mamish. So you have to wait to recite Kiddush and to recite the Haggadah in order to fulfill those mitzvahs. Just interesting to note, he says the reason you have to wait for Kiddush is because the Koshal Kiddush is one of the Dalat Kosos. Now, this is a big machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, why one should wait for Kiddush. So I forget who says what. But one of them says this like this Trumas Hadeshen, that the reason one has to wait for Kiddush is because Kiddush is one of the Dalat Kosos. But one of the other opinions in between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, I forget who says what, says that the reason you have to wait for Kiddush is because in Kiddush, what do we speak about? One of the things we speak about in Kiddush is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim when you recite Kiddush. So because of that, it's proper to wait for nightfall to start Kiddush, not because of the coast per se, but because you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a nafkamina between those two reasons, meaning is the kpeda on the text of Kiddush or drinking the coast? Let's say it's a minute before Seisav Kochavim. Can you start Kiddush as long as you're going to drink the cup after nightfall, after Tzeis Kochavim? So it depends. If it's because of one of the Dalat Kosos, as long as you drink the Kos at nightfall, that should be fine. But if it's because of the text of Kiddush, and we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, then you should wait to start Kiddush once it's nightfall mamish. So we wait till nightfall mamish, and like you pointed out, it's way past nightfall by the time we start the Seder. But either way, says the Trumas Hadeshen, what's the source? How do I know that you should wait for nightfall to fulfill all these mitzvos? The chol hani a mitzvah matzah mar shaychi v'gamrinan v'darshin v'gat labincha ba'avor zeh lomarti el b'shash yish matzah mar levanach mecha. That's the lashon of the mechelta. Wrote zelomar. What does the mechelta mean to say? B'shash sheroi lecho matzah mar d'ha mibod yom nami ha'yachol haniyach lafanof. You could have theoretically put matzah and mar in front of you during the day, but that's obviously what the Mechilta means. The Mechilta doesn't mean that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirayim any time of the year as long as you have matzah and mara in front of you. That's not what the Mechilta means. The Mechilta means at the time that you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and mara, the night of the 15th, that's when you should fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirayim. I mean, it's not a prop. It's not that as long as you place matzah and mara in front of you, you have the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirayim. No, it means this man. Like the Rambam said, so the Trumas Hadeshen seems to be like the Rambam. Now, I'm sure you guys saw, and the next source is an excerpt from Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau's commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Saad Yigon. As I was pointing out to some of the Chevra over here, that Rav Saad Yigon wrote a poem, which was common in the time of the late Gaonim, that they would write these poems, which were short versions of the Taryag Mitzvos. It was a relatively common practice in that time. So Rav Saad Yigon wrote a poem, which he incorporated in the poem all the different mitzvos in the Torah. So it's very, it's a relatively short poem. And Rav Saad Gaon made a commentary, these three large volumes that are over there on the shelf, where he basically brought out what he thought to be Rav Saad Gaon's shitos in terms of how to count the 613 mitzvos. You know, the Rishonim have different counts, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Bahag. So he felt that Rav Saad Gaon had his own shita, and he had his long, long commentary speaking about Kol HaTor Kula, trying to develop a shita of Rav Saad Gaon. So this is an excerpt from that commentary. And he argues, discussing really the shita of the Bahag, that he thinks the Bahag argues in the Rambam and the Trumas Hadeshin. And he thinks that the Bahag holds, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, which was written anonymously, we're not sure who the Bahag was, either Rav Yehuda Gaon, Rav Shimon Kaira, someone who lived in the 900s, the 800s or the 900s in Bavel. So he suggests that according to the Bahag, the idea of the Mechilta Bavor Zeh, Lomarti Elizman Shish Matzah Mar Munachon Lefanecha, is that the Matzah and the Maror have to be in front of you mamish. They have to be in front of you mamish. And if the matzah and the maror are not in front of you, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he's medayik in the lashon of the Mechilta, right? We said the Rambam didn't necessarily have that girsa, but our girsa of the Mechilta is that the matzah and the maror are munachim lefanecha al shulchancha. What does it mean al shulchancha? Why does the Mechilta go out of its way that the matzah and maror are in front of you on your table? So says Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, explaining the Shita of the Bahag, that it sounds like the matzah and the maror, it's not enough that it's the zman of the mitzvah. It sounds like they actually have to be on the table in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, you may ask, wait a second, if that's the case, then why can't I fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim any time of the year? Mechilta was narrowing down the time frame of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. At a havamina from Rosh Chodesh, maybe even Bo Yom. And then it says, no, when matzah or mara munachim lefanecha. But wait a second. If the whole idea of Bavor Zeh, when matzah or mara are in front of me, is that's when I can fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the matzah and mara are in front of me, why can't I today just put matzah and mara in front of me and start speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim? You hear the kasha? So what's the answer? So the answer is, he suggests that it's only called matzah and maror the night of Pesach. If you're holding a piece of matzah, you're holding a piece of maror on, I don't know what today is. Today is the 28th of Adar. I don't know, 27th of Adar, 25th of Adar. Whatever today is, it's not Pesach. Whatever today is, it's not the 15th of Pesach. So you're holding a piece of matzah. What is it? It's not matzah. It's a piece of bread. It's a stale, thin cracker. And you're holding a tamtam. And you're holding a piece of mar. What is it? Assuming you do the proper thing and have lettuce. So it's a piece of lettuce. It's a piece of lettuce. It's not mar. So when the Medrash, when the Mechilta says that you need to have matzah and mar in front of you in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's really telling you two things. It's telling you that you need the matzah and the maror in front of you, and they also have to be called matzah and maror. So then, by definition, it's only going to be the night of the Seder. Because if it's not the night of the Seder, the matzah is just a piece of bread, and the maror is just a vegetable. So therefore, according to the Bahag, in his learning of the Mechilta, is that you need both. You need the matzah and the maror in front of you, and since they have to be called matzah and maror, by definition, memel, it's only going to apply when the mitzvah of matzah and maror are relevant, nightfall of the 15th. So according to the Bahag, it comes out an extra chumrah, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, one has to make sure that the matzah and the maror are on the table. And lu yitzuyer, let's say theoretically, a person, so much going on in Erev Pesach, and you come home and the kids are going crazy and you just want to start the Seder, and you forget to put the matzah on the table. You forget to put the maror on the table. You have the Seder plate, you got everything, and the matzah, you forgot to put it on. And then halfway through the Seder, you realize, you get the motzi matzah, you're almost done, and you realize that you forgot to put the matzah on the table. So what do you do? So according to the Rambam and according to the Trumas Hadeshin, there's no problem. Because the whole idea of Ba'avor Zeh is at the time of the mitzvah of Matzah Marer, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. But according to the Bahag, what Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perel is arguing, according to the Bahag, that the mitzvah of Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim needs to have Matzah and Marer in front of you in order to fulfill the mitzvah, L'chora, it should come out, that you should have to repeat the Seder. At least, you know, the main parts of the Seder. Maybe Avadim Hayinu and Rum Gamliel and the Manishtana, the main parts of the Seder, the ikker parts of the Haggadah, you should probably repeat in order to fulfill this mitzvah, this shita of the Bahag. I'm not saying that you should, but theoretically, according to the opinion of the Bahag, one should have to repeat. So that is one very important nafkamina. Now, yes, according to, he didn't say that explicitly. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel's diak is that the Bahag said that if a person doesn't have yayin and basar at the night of Pesach, he is still obligated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why does he only mention Yayin and Pesach? It sounds like he's bevorning something. It sounds like he's trying to tell us that there is something that is necessary in order to have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not Yayin and Basar, but what is it? So the Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perel assumes what the Bahag means to say is Yayin and Basar are not necessary for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Matzah and Marer are. And he says a tremendous chiddush. He says, and we don't have to spend so much time on this, but he says that it makes a lot of sense. Matzah nowadays is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So I hear how the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah would be a necessary component of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we know that maror nowadays is only rabbinic. Maror nowadays is only rabbinic. Maror is really, Gemara calls it hechsher de pischa. It's really there to facilitate the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So in the time that we have a Korban Pesach, Mirtz Hashem, Mar will be Daraisa. But nowadays that we don't have a Korban Pesach, so Mar is only Midrabban. So he suggests that even though Mar is only a rabbinic mitzvah, even though it's Midrabbanan, it could still somehow be Ma'akev, it could still be an essential component of the mitzvah Daraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is part of a bigger discussion, the interplay between Mrs. Darabban and Mrs. Daraisa. We'll say that for a different time, but that is what he suggests. Now, in light of this machlokas, there seems to be a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim which seems to support the Bahag at first glance. And that is the Gemara here. I forget which daf this is, but I think it's Kufta Zayin, something like that. And Pesachim over here. But the Gemara has the following machlokas Amoraim, whether a Suma, whether a blind person is obligated or pater from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the first opinion, the Gemara of Acha Bar Yaakov says that a Suma, a blind person, is pater from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Torah says Ba'avor Zeh. And we know the implication, Ba'avor Zeh, sounds like he has to point to something, he has to point to the matzah and the mar, something on the table. And if he can't do that because he can't see, he is exempt from the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara then tells the story that Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind, and they would conduct the Seder. They would recite the Haggadah on behalf of the people that were present at their table. So how could that be? If they were blind, that means that, according to Rav Acha, they were exempt from the mitzvah. And we know that anyone who is exempt from a mitzvah can't be motzi, can't fulfill the mitzvah on behalf of other people who are obligated in the mitzvah. The Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah says. So how could Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef say Agada on behalf of the people who are present at their tables? The Gemara says a fascinating thing. The Gemara says the reason Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were able to be motzi others in Haggadah, even though they're blind, is because they assumed that matzah nowadays is midrabanan. So what? What does that have to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So clearly what the Gemara is assuming is that if you assume that matzah nowadays is only midrabanan, that will downgrade the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also to only being a mitzvah midrabanan. And once you've downgraded the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to also only being midrabanan, now we can assume potentially that a blind person can at least be obligated in that mitzvah midrabanan and can fulfill the other people who are present also in their mitzvah midrabanan. That's how Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were able to be motzi acherim, because since matzah is only midrabanan, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also only midrabanan. And once you assume that, so then the Suma can potentially be motzi other people. And then the Gemara goes on to explain what a Rav Acha holds. That's for a different time. So Lamaisa, what did the Gemara just tell us? That the chiyuv of matzah will determine the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, at first glance, That sounds like the shita of the Bahag. Because the Bahag held that the idea of Bavor Zeh is that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need matzah and mar. And you don't have matzah and mar in front of you, no mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's say you live in a time where matzah and mar is only midrabanan. It's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on a d'oraisa level, according to the Bahag then. So it makes a lot of sense what the Gemara in Pesachim is telling us, that if matzah is only midrabanan, it has to be that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim will only be the midrabanan. Because according to the Bahag, matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim are interconnected. And you need one in order to fulfill the other. So if matzah is only going to be midrabanan, it can't be that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim nowadays is going to be d'oraisa, because you can never have matzah d'oraisa in front of you. It must be that matzah that the Gemara says that matzah is d'rabanan, and then Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also only going to be midrabanan. So at first glance, this Gemara seems to support the idea of the Bahag. How can you read this Gemara according to the Rambam? Any thoughts? So the Rambam must argue that even if it's true that we see from this Gemara that if matzah, the chiyuv of matzah is midrabanan, then that's going to determine whether Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be midrabanan or midaraisa. And if matzah is daraisa, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be daraisa. If matzah is drabanan, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is midrabanan. That doesn't necessarily have any bearing on the question of whether the matzah has to be in front of you. That's just a question of the level of obligation. If you have an obligation of matzah daraisa, then you're obligated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim daraisa. And if you have an obligation of matzah midrabanan, then you have an obligation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim midrabanan. So that's very preliminary. That's determining the obligation. Once a person is obligated in the mitzvah, who says that the matzah has to be in front of you? Who says that the maror has to be in front of you? So the Rambam could read this Gemara very easily. I just made it very dramatic. But at first glance, the Gemara seems to be supporting the opinion of the Bahag. But for the Rambam, we'll just tell you, the Gemara is talking about the obligation. When a person is obligated in matzah d'oraisa, they're obligated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim d'oraisa. If they're obligated in matzah midrabanan, they're obligated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim midrabanan. So once you've determined the level of obligation, so then you can fulfill the mitzvah, regardless of whether the matzah is mamish in front of you. That doesn't really determine whether ba'avor zeh means mamish in front of you or the time of the mitzvah. Yeah. Because Yeah. Right. So you could say that Bavor Zeh means that you have to theoretically be able to point to it, but not that it's ma'akev. Bavor Zeh, the Torah is speaking about the theoretical scenario of a person being able to point to the mitzvah, to the matzah. But not that.
Say that if matzah is derabanan, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also derabanan.
That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara doesn't say that explicitly, but that's what the Gemara means.
Why can't we say that it's because, similar to what Rabbi Levinson is saying, is that we said the Summa can't do it because he can't point to it.
Mm-hmm.
But now who cares? Because that's from derabanan. Why should that stop him from being Yotze others for the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Meaning, why shouldn't matzah being derabanan be ma'akev of him being able to be Yotze others on mitzvah d'oraisa also?
Otherwise, how's the Gemara answering the question? The Gemara says, how could Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes be motzi other people if they are pater in the mitzvah? And the Gemara says, because matzah is the rabbanan.
Right. So they have a chiyuv d'oraisa still of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
No,
why should matzah being the rabbanan stop them from doing that anymore? If matzah is not
correct. So that's what you have to say. What the Gemara means to say that since matzah is only the rabbanan, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also only midrabanan. Therefore, it's a lower level obligation, and they may be obligated on the same level now, and they can be motzi acherim. That's what the Gemara means to say. We'll discuss after. So we have a machlokis between the Rambam and Shumas Hadesh on the one hand, and the Bahag on the other hand, whether the idea of Bavor Zem means that at the time of the mitzvah, matzah is the time of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or does it mean that mamish, you need matzah and mar in front of you in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Now, let me ask you the following question. Some achronim have the following chumra. They quote this chumra in the name of the Brisker Rav. let's say you did all the hidurim and you had the matzah in front of you. You wanted to be Yosef the Sheet of the Bahag. Our minhag, we always have the Seder plate with the matzah in front of us for the mitzvah of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you don't have any shilas about that. But let's say you only had a handful of matzah on the table. You have a large gathering at your Seder, and there's not enough matzah on the table to give other people to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. And you need to bring matzah from the other room. So some achronim have the chumrah, the following chumrah, that in order to be yotze your mitzvah of achilas matzah, you have to eat matzah that was on the table during Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. In order to fulfill your mitzvah of achilas matzah, it has to be matzah that was on the table during Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where does that come from? So l'chora, that certainly doesn't come from the Rambam, because the Rambam thinks that there's really no connection between matzah and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And really doesn't come from the Bahag, because the Bahag was telling us that in order to fulfill your mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, you need matzah and mara on the table. But not that you need to have the matzah in the presence of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not that the matzah that you're being yotzi the mitzvah with, you need to recite Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim over it. So where does that chumrah come from? So l'chora comes from the following gemara, a well-known gemara. The Torah formulates matzah as lechem oni. Lechem oni. So what is a lechem oni? So Chazal have many different interpretations of lechem oni, ayin, nun, yud. So one is lechem oni, that's poor man's bread. It can't be lechem ashiris. You're not allowed to knead it with fruit juices and things like that. Or it has to be broken. So one other famous idea from Chazal here in Psachim Lamed Vav is lechem oni, Rebbe Kiva, haidekarin bei oni, kedeshmul damar shmul, lechem oni, lechem sheonin alav dvarim harbe. It's bread that you recite many words on. What does that mean? It's bread that you recite many words on. So Rashi writes, lechem sheonin dvarim harbe, shegomrim alav is a halel, the omrim alav hagada, that you recite halel and hagada on the matzah. Meaning, the definition of matzah is lechem oni, is that you have to recite halal and haggadah on the matzah. So many achronim interpret what the Gemara is telling us is that part and parcel of the mitzvah of achilas matzah is that you recite haggadah over it. So much so, and they quote from the Brisker Rav, so much so, that the Brisker Rav was machmir for the chumrah that we just said beforehand. That if the matzah was not on the table, forgetting the question of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, if the matzah was not on the table during the Haggadah, it's not called lechem oni. It's felt as a chisaron, it's lacking in its status of lechem oni, lechem she'onin lov darm harbe, because you do not recite Haggadah and Halal over that matzah. So you should be extra machmir to make sure that the matzah is on the table, not only for the purpose of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but for the matzah itself. In order to fulfill your mitzvah of matzah, you have to recite the Haggadah over that matzah. So that's a chumrah that some of the achronim have, but it's based on this other gemara, this gemara about lechem oni, that not only in terms of vis-a-vis Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, you need to have matzah in front of you, but also the matzah needs to have Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. One last idea related to this. The Sefer HaChinuch has a famous chiddush where he suggests that women should be obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And why is that a problem? Why is that a chiddush? Because one would have thought to say that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah sasei shazman grom. It's a time-bound mitzvah. If it's a time-bound mitzvah, women are usually exempt. So how can you say that women are obligated in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? And the Minchas Chinuch has a whole discussion. He's not sure why that should be. What's the Sefer HaChinuch talking about? He thinks that the Rambam never quoted this, even though the Rambam seems to say it in one place, but he thinks the Rambam doesn't hold this way. So where's the Sefer HaChinuch getting this from? We discussed this a couple nights ago. So he suggests, maybe you'll tell me, because of the klal afin hayu ba'os ha'hanes. We know that whenever women are part and parcel of the miracle, and that is the basis for some mitzvah, like when it comes to Neiros Chanukah, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, when it comes to Dalad Kosos, we know afin hayu ba'os ha'hanes obligates women like men. So perhaps you'll tell me that they were also in the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so therefore they're also obligated. He points out that it's a machlokas rishon, but Tosas in most places assumes that af hein hayu oso benes only applies to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So it's only going to obligate them on a level mid'rabbanan. Here we're talking about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it sounds like the Sefer HaChinuch is obligating them in on a level mid'oraisa. So what's he talking about? So he suggests, the Minchas Chinuch suggests at the end, And he rejects this, but l'chora, this is what other achronim say, that what you could suggest the following chiddush in light of what we were discussing. The Mechilta says, b'avor zeh, lo'amarti ela b'zman sheish matzor mar munachin l'fanecha. So we see that there's a connection between the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and matzah. Certainly, according to the Bahag, as we saw the simple read of the Gemara Pesachim, is that there is a real connection between matzah and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and one chiyuv can determine the other chiyuv. So one can suggest that since we know women are obligated in the mitzvah of matzah, because anyone who's in the prohibition of chametz, the Gemara says, also in the mitzvah, the chiyuv, obligation of matzah, so just like they're in the mitzvah of matzah, they should also be obligated in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, because one chiyuv determines the other, like we saw the Gemara Pesachim about the Summa. So once nashim are obligated in matzah, Memela, they're also going to be chayavos in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But this is a big, big discussion in the Achronim. There's a lot to say about this, but we're already 3 minutes over time. So this is the chakira of Bavor Zeh, how to understand the Mechilta. Is it a din in the Zman, or is it a din in Mamish having matzah mar mechon ufanecha? We should try to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Seder behidura.